For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. Aside from the distant whir of chainsaws, Coral and Doug Love's neighborhood was awfully quiet Sunday. The Loves were making rounds of sorts, making sure everyone had plenty to eat.
For all we know, we're feeding other wildlife, too.
So, check this out.
That spin.
The firefighters also fed cats and left nice notes. Hope you don't mind we fed your cats.
Like tens of thousands of others across Butte County on November 8th, the Loves faced a life-or-death dilemma with no guarantees. While driving Doug's Tacoma into Helltown, they described the first hours, seeing what looked like a mushroom cloud.
It was fast.
And when we were standing on the top of Center Gap that morning, the Thursday of the fire, the wind was horrific.
At the top, but when we came down here,
it was calm. The whole canyon was so calm, and hours later it all burned.
So we didn't even know until
so
we
should we go
back
up to Helms's
first? Yeah, let's
first?
Start with the Helms's.
Okay.
We live down this road. We didn't even know that bridge had burned. I mean, we had no idea that had burned the way
for
it
days,
did.
For all days. The smoke
there was so smoke, you couldn't see flames, you just saw smoke.
A small crew of volunteer firefighters using a bulldozer, know-how, and whatever tools were around held the flames back through the night, saving a small pocket of perhaps a couple dozen homes. Coral and Doug, who fled in the first hours, returned, only to leave again when flames approached.
As we were packing, as I heard all these explosions, like boom, 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 and our dog that doesn't like thunder or gunshots was quivering, and what I realized later was all the propane tanks up in Paradise were exploding. It was just like bombs were going off. It was crazy.
Days later, they snuck back through a briefly unmanned checkpoint, finding their home untouched. In their absence, volunteers rescued their horses and donkey. Since then, they've been marooned. Their property is in an evacuation zone. Rotating officers from the California Highway Patrol have told them that if they leave, they're not going to get back in, they said. While frustrated, they want the roadblock moved a mile or so up Centerville Road to where it turns to gravel, an option they insist would be just as effective at keeping looters from crawling up the rough dirt track as it snakes up the canyon wall to Paradise. They're also adjusting to being cut off from town and work. A generator and well-stocked refrigerator have helped.
So we're basically it up in this group of houses, except for the local volunteer fire captain. And as far as I know, two other people.
Disruption of the old has led to new routines. Now they're making daily visits to a half dozen homes, making sure pets left behind don't go hungry. There's less anxiety than one would expect, and even the frustration is muted. The Loves recognize that law enforcement is stretched and dealing with an unprecedented tragedy. Still, like many others, they're eager for normality and an end to the checkpoints.
People just want to get home. The other day when I came down here, we collected cat food from people, and two women were crying because they wanted to get to their cats and they wanted to get home.
We've been able to meet people on the other side of the steel bridge and say hi, hug our daughter and our granddaughter and son-in-law, and trade gasoline. They brought us gas, and then we have to wave goodbye. They go back their way, and we go back our way.
It's unclear how much longer residents will be kept from Butte Creek Canyon and all the other places still under evacuation. A highway patrolman at the so-called Steel Bridge said his checkpoint could disappear Tuesday. Maybe. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.